Joining us tonight on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, Coach Robert King of the Lexington Minutemen had a game against the Higginsville Huskers. Overall record 6-2, conference record 2-2, and we'll talk about the score in tonight's game with Coach. Good evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, Coach, you had a rough game tonight, didn't you?
We did. We came out, had the ball to start the game. First play of the game, threw an interception. Their first play on offense, they took it down and scored on us. And it kind of set the tempo for our team for the night.
All right, Coach. Can we talk a little bit about your offense and your defense, how they played tonight in tonight's game? Now, obviously, I know we're going to go with the offense, but how about the defense? Can we start off there?
You know, our defense actually didn't play overall too bad. We had a couple of busted plays. I think we counted one play. We had them 3rd and 22, backed up on their end zone, and, you know, they got one heck of a little quarterback that made a play, and I think I counted 6 missed tackles and ended up getting a first down, and after that they marched the field and scored on us, and it just seemed like every time we needed to step up and make a big play on defense, they just kind of out-athleted us. We missed a tackle here, we missed a tackle there. Seemed to be their night.
Now, Coach, everybody knows that the Minutemen, they're a pretty good football team. So what happened offensively tonight?
Offensively, we just came out. I think we had 4 or 5 turnovers, and we just couldn't get the ball rolling. Muddy field. Hats off to Huskers for Huskers D-line. It seemed like every time we looked, they were in our backfield, and they packed the box on us and came with a good game plan.
I was going to ask you about that. Did you get rained on tonight? You said muddy field. I know we've had a lot of rain lately.
It was pretty muddy. Actually, our field was really muddy. It was getting tore up. But pre-game, it rained a little bit, and then it would drizzle off and on throughout the game. But it wasn't a downpour by no means.
All right, Coach. Now, can we talk for just a moment? Can you tell me about the age of your players and also if you've had any injuries this season?
Actually, yeah. We lost a senior 2 weeks ago to a knee injury, and we also lost a junior last week to a shoulder injury. And with a team like ours, when we got only 26 players, that's a big loss to us because those kids never come off the field.
You said that the field was real muddy. I forgot to ask you, where did you play? Was it a home game or was it an away game?
Yes, we played at Lexington.
At Lexington. Now, your overall record 6-2, Coach, not too shabby, even though you had a loss tonight.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, the morale's down a little bit. Of course, after you lose 43-0, that the morale's going to be down a little bit. But we're going to come back Monday and hit the pavement running. And so we look forward to Richmond coming to see us next week and having a heck of a ball game with them.
How about sickness? You know, everyone's starting to get sick is what I meant to ask you about. Unfortunately, colds, and we are starting to see the flu season come in.
No, actually, knock on wood, I'll knock right now, but we haven't had anybody get the flu or have any effectiveness from any type of cold or flu, so we can't jinx us on that.
Can we talk about some of your conference games, Coach? You have a record of 2-2?
Yes, ma'am. We beat Carrollton last week in a grinder. We beat the week before that. We beat Nonnoster. And then Holden came week 4, I think it was, to our house. And, you know, they put it on us. They're a great team. And then tonight we've seen the Huskers, and they put it on us. And next week, Richmond, they come to our house. And I know that's going to be another tough game we got to get ready to play.
Now, Coach, I'm not making any excuses, but, of course, you have a muddy field. You have gloomy weather for the past few days. You have a couple of injuries on your team. I've got to ask you, do you think that you can corral the team and get that morale up before next week's game?
You know, that's our job. That's what we try to do. We got a young, great group of kids. They're always ready to learn, always ready to play fast. And the best thing we can do when we got a young group, small group like this, is make it fun and keep having them show up every day and teaching them to be young men.
Now, after tonight's game, do you think that's going to be the biggest challenge for the week ahead?
No, I don't think so. I think our kids understood what happened tonight, and I think our kids learned from tonight. You know, when it comes from as far as just simple blocking, you know, once you put on a man, you stay on a man. When it comes to playing in a muddy field, and you have to have faster feet and understand the situation. And if anything, I think we came out a better team after tonight.
All right, Coach, and where are you going to be next week?
Next week we will be at home, and Richmond will be coming to our house.
A lot of people having their homecoming games, and I haven't gotten to spoken to you the last week or two. Have you already had your homecoming?
We did. We actually had our homecoming early against Northeast Kent City. We had it week 3.
All right, Coach. Anything else you'd like to add tonight?
No, ma'am. Hats off to Higginsville Huskers, and great talking to you guys, and thanks for supporting high school football.
Well, thank you, Coach Robert King of the Lexington Minutemen. Do appreciate you calling in, win or lose. We really do appreciate when coaches do that. He and his team, part of tonight's KMZU Fifth Quarter Show.